USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A bill is now on the president's desk that's to keep the government running for two more weeks, as the federal government was set to run out of money at midnight tonight. The government funding extension passed by the Senate and House yesterday. No word on whether the president will sign this, as he's been playing hardball over the issue of getting funding for a southern border wall. Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says the U.S. House may have to call for a new election in North Carolina if the winner remains unclear after a voter fraud investigation.
Only if it's impossible to determine who the winner is would we take the extraordinary step of calling for a new election, but that governing body can do so.
Referring to the House Administration Committee, Republican Mark Harris leads Democrat Dan McCready by about 900 votes, but results have not yet been certified. This is USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more, with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
A U.S.-authored resolution condemning the terrorist activity of Hamas against Israel goes down to defeat in the United Nations. As she's in her final days as ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley was saying it's all about a double standard.
Since coming to the U.N., everyone in this room has heard me talk about double standards and the fact that we need fairness in the U.N., and we take on heavy concerns and heavy issues, and the answers aren't always easy. But if we don't have fairness, we don't have anything else. This is not about emotion. This is about doing what's right.
The late George H.W. Bush getting a military send-off as he was laid to rest in Texas yesterday with a dramatic military flyover as the casket of the 41st president arrived at his presidential library in College Station. Mr. Bush was interred next to his wife Barbara and their daughter Robin, who died at the age of 3. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
An award show that often previews the Oscars names its nominees. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with details.
Nominations for the 2019 Golden Globe Awards are out. Among those for Best Comedy Film,
Crazy Rich Asians, The Favorite, Green Book, Mary Poppins Returns, and Vice.
The nominees announced on Thursday morning from the Beverly Hilton Hotel in L.A., the movie Vice getting 6 nominations, leading all other films. A Star is Born, Green Book, and The Favorite each got 5, but no female directors were honored by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association this year. The awards will be held on January 6th and telecast on NBC, hosted by Sandra Oh and Andy Samberg. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A troubling update now on a very popular food. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control, report more people in the hospital after eating romaine lettuce. USA Radio's John Clemens now with the update.
That number now stands at 52 cases across 15 states that include 2 people who are now suffering from kidney failure. No common grower, supplier, distributor, or brand of romaine lettuce has been identified, but the CDC has issued a warning not to eat or serve romaine lettuce from the central coastal growing regions of northern or central California. Those who come down with E. coli infection suffer from stomach cramps, bloody diarrhea, and with vomiting.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.